You are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast, Season 2, Episode 23, with Jonas and TNT Dynamite. TNT, have you ever picked up an octopus before?
You know, I ate like one, like a mini octopus at a Chinese restaurant on a dare. It was like on a, not a Q-tip. A
skewer?
What do you call a little?
A skewer?
A toothpick.
Oh, a toothpick.
Why would you go with skewer? Why is that the first thing?
Well, I mean, I didn't think you meant an octopus the size of like a fucking
A little mini, it was a little mini octopus. It was on like a toothpick.
Why did they have mini octopuses?
And it was like seasoned and it was rubbery. It was a dare.
So it was like a clam?
I guess. It was kind of like that texture almost.
Oh. Was it blue ringed?
No.
No? Okay. Well, hopefully not. Because the blue-ringed octopus, it's a small octopus. It's barely the length of a pencil.
Okay.
And it has these bright blue rings, like, I don't even know what it would be comparable to. Like, shiny blue rings.
And it carries AIDS.
Yes. Immediately, you look at it and you just get AIDS.
It could be, man. Nature is crazy.
It could, but... It has some of the most deadly venom known to any mammal.
AIDS.
Yeah, I guess equivalent. If it stings you, you start to go numb, then it slowly spreads along your body, and you end up stop breathing.
Oh, yeah.
But if you can get to a hospital in time, they put you on a ventilator for 15 hours.
Jesus.
And then you regain all functions. Everything just comes back. So and you have no fucking ill effects other than you would have died if you didn't get to hospital.
Is that a venom or is that like a toxin, a neurotoxin?
They called it a venom. I mean.
There's like a difference.
Is there?
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know, dude. I saw the Discovery Channel once.
One time I watched it and it said that.
Yeah.
So basically, the venom prevents sodium ions from entering your nerves, which it's essentially telling your muscles to move like in like your diaphragm to breathe.
Yeah.
I'm just letting the people know.
I know. It's fucked up, man. I'm never touching an octopus again.
Only if it has blue rings.
I'm not touching an octopus.
I went to the zoo one time, and the fucking octopus was like a giant piece of bubble gum in a fucking...
Yeah, dude. And they have, like, beaks and shit. This shit's weird.
They are fucking weird. They're
fucking half bird, half fucking slime creatures.
Primordial ooze and beak.
Fuck you, octopus. Any octopus watching, turn the shit off. This ain't for you.
And yes, the zoo, the gaggles of octopussies.
Octopi. Jesus. You just wanted to say pussy.
No. Anyways, so 125 gram octopus weighs less than a slice of bread, has enough venom to paralyze 10 men.
Damn.
Why don't they just use that shit in war?
They probably do.
They just throw octopus out of a plane.
Yeah. Or like just vials of octopus venom.
Like darts, like a blow dart with octopus venom in it.
I'm sure there's somebody out there knowing that shit already.
Well, that's all I got for octopuses.
That's a good story.
If you ever come across a blue ring octopus, don't fucking touch it.
Yeah, see, man, red touches yellow, you're a dead fellow.
What? Red, is that a snake joke?
Red touches black, you're all right, Jack.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, man. Come on. I told you I saw the Discovery Channel once.
All right. Well, now that you know which octopuses can kill you, enjoy the show, everybody. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas. I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT, Dynamight. What's going on, guys? Jonas, you too. Hey, how are you?
I'm here. Hanging out. We're podcasting, making another episode for the fans.
That's what we do.
The one. The ones out there.
Content creators. Oh. Extraordinaires.
Speaking of content creation, if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, it's under Crazy Town Media. Has our podcast and our gaming videos and some concert videos as well. On Twitter, follow us at the Crazy Town Pod and at Crazy Town Media for everything to do with the Crazy Town. If you do not follow us, by the time I finish this sentence, Grandma will not take you to see this car.
What?
Fucked it up. Grandma will not take you to see the Cargophagus.
Cargophagus? But she'll Grandma, I know how to pronounce words.
She'll not take you to get her hair set this weekend.
No, fine. I don't want to go there anyway.
Sarcophagus. That's it's what it was.
Sarcophagus?
Sarcophagus. Anyway, she will not take you to the Egyptian king's
tomb. You're leaving
tomb.
This in.
What?
You're leaving this in.
I am leaving it in.
All right, let's go. let's get past that debacle.
Hey, come on. Grandma's ready to take you there, dude.
Oh, dude. I don't like the way that came out of your mouth.
Also, the cornucopia of continuous information, everything to do with the Crazy Town, thecrazytown.com. TNT.
Yo.
We have a great show today.
Do we?
It's already. I mean, we've already fucking, we stumbled over our words a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, is it sarcophagus?
It's sarcophagus. Sarcophagus. Now I can't even do it myself.
Right. All right. Anyways.
Sarcophagus.
But before we get into any of the awesome shit we have to talk about, are you ready to drop some knowledge on these hoes?
I am.
Oh, shit. What's your word?
I'm delivering a little bit of meme culture today.
Oh, you're not doing a real word? You're doing a meme
word? Yes, it's a real word.
Wow. All right, man. But it's forceful, meme, yet it's loving. Meme.
Today's word is actually a contraction. So, but today's word is yesent.
Yes, yesent? How do you yesent. Spell that?
Y-E-S-N apostrophe T.
Okay. And that's a combination of yes and not?
Yeah, it means the opposite of whatever the root word is. So let's just say I would be also a whitened. You would be a blackened.
so you're a straightened.
Nice. Wow, that was good. Went right for the balls, and you fucking ripped them off like a paper towel. I like that,
man. It's like
man.
Bounty in here.
You fucking baited me right here on live air.
Live. Well, it's not really live for them, but it will, you know. So anyways, so that's how, so use it in a sentence. Yesent.
Hey, Dynamite, you want to go on a hike with me in fucking the morning when you like to play video games? Oh, yeah, sure. Yesent. Jonas?
Wow.
Yeah. So let's go whitewater rafting. Yes. And
so it's like if I want to answer no to something, instead of saying yes, I say yes. And.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
So why did you call me blackened?
You're blackened, dude. It's not. No, dude. I know it's your word. But that's what you are.
Well, I thought, but the word was yesent, and then you use black it and white.
Yeah, because
and straight.
You just add the. I told you it was the contraction. You just add in apostrophe T.
Oh, so what you're adding is just the.
Yeah,
end.
Like
oh,
we I live in a houseant.
I got yeah. you. Well, yeah, because it's a mansion. It's a compound, as we said.
But this is some real shit. This is wow. real meme culture. So I'm getting you in tune with the kids in the streets. This is what they're doing.
The kids and the streets.
Yeah.
Or the kids in the streets.
Yeah, all we're doing is Fortnite memes.
All we're doing
that's
is
all we
Fortnite
do out there.
Memes. Okay. All right. And that's because you're millennial.
Yeah.
And I'm not. So. Basically. Okay. All right. That's fine. All right. Well, I don't even know what to think about that one.
What are you talking about?
Should I get a shirt that says blackened on it?
Yes. Absolutely.
Would somebody be offended by that?
Maybe. Nah, I doubt it.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
Good. All right.
I'm giving you a pass.
Okay. Well, if you give me the pass, I'll be like TNT Dynamite gave me the pass.
Yeah, I'll get one from the high command.
We'll okay, the mothership.
It's in the mail.
You'll send a beacon to the mothership. And okay, this is authorized. All right. You ever heard of sapiosexual?
Oh, dude, I fucking love that term, dude. I
know,
I do.
Right.
I do.
So, okay, I hadn't ever heard of this before. And I know there's, like, a lot of sexual identifiers out there that I have no idea, like, what the fuck they stand for. Not that they're wrong. I just don't. I'm not educated enough.
Yeah, clean it up.
Yeah. Well, you try to say I'm a hate monger? Holy shit. Just because I bring it up doesn't mean I hate it.
Yes.
So for all those, I had never heard of it, and I read an article and it mentioned sapiosexual, and why I had the fucking inkling to go and check it out and do research on it, don't know. But for all of you out there who don't know what a sapiosexual is, psychologist Paul DePompo, he sounds like an awesome guy.
DePompo?
Dr. DePompo.
A clown in his office. DePompo the clown. That's what I think of.
That's true. So a sapiosexual is a relatively new word that describes a person who views intelligence as their biggest form of arousal with a partner. Intelligence and observing those using it in action are the greatest turn-on for them. So, I mean, of course, like with any identifier, there's always like an extreme end and like a fucking, you know.
Yeah, see, now I don't know if it's the strongest thing because I'm a big fan of boobs.
Yeah, but, I mean, right, exactly.
Like, intelligence is definitely like a close
second. If you
want to
attract TNT Dynamite, just have boobs, everybody.
Yeah, intelligence is a close second.
Yes, that's true. So since I was curious, I happened to do a little bit of research, and I found an article that says 6 signs you're sapiosexual.
Oh, was this BuzzFeed?
Yeah, I don't know. It might be. I don't know where I found it. I don't have the links here. Right. So, number one.
Number one.
Dun, dun, dun. You find people more attractive the more you get to know them. Examples of the way they speak, their confidence, can find someone not initially attractive, but over time it grows due to you are intrigued by their mind. Do you think that's true or not?
Absolutely. But I just want to put it out there right now. This better not be like some underlying way for you to say that you're attracted to me.
The very end, I'm like,
you get on one
I
knee.
I go, do you happen to find guys with the name starting with J attractive? That's the last question.
That's very niche, but no. Anyways, you lost me at guys.
Do you find guys? Well, you are... Straighten. All right, two.
Number two.
You would rather have a really great conversation than casual sex.
Huh. Okay. I kind of fit into that, maybe.
I guess it depends, right? Like, I mean, here's what it is. What defines really great conversation and what type of casual sex is it?
What type of casual sex is it?
A really great conversation.
What's casual to you? Why don't you explain to me your definition of some casual sex? I'm thinking just like fucking, I bend you over like the fucking kitchen sink.
Just like, hey, we met at Taco Cabana.
Like, you know, I get the orange juice and then I fucking smash it in the kitchen. Then we sit down and watch the movie.
But what is considered a really great conversation? Like, a really great conversation to you may not be a really great conversation to me.
Well, it's subjective. Well, it's subjective to that point, but.
Right. All right.
You know what you like.
Yeah, well, right. Absolutely. Okay. These ones are pretty cool, and then they start getting a little, like, they're stretchy. It's like they wanted to write an article about 6 things that says you're sapiosexual, and then they got to, like, number 4, and they're just like, I don't know, we can't do 3 things. Number 3, you are more turned on by what they know than what they have. I say that's true. Okay. I mean, that's probably true. I mean, like, you're more turned, I mean, like, yeah, you got a Bentley, but you're fucking dense as a brick wall. Like...
Yeah, I could not date a hot chick if she was dumb. I would have a tough time dealing with that.
Yeah, dude. If I can't talk I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I don't care if she's your Oprah. What if it's Oprah?
Well,
Oprah has a lot of money, but I think Oprah's a smart lady.
Yeah.
She comes across as educated and intelligent.
She should be. What do you call that if you're attracted to a girl's money? What do you call that?
Gold digger.
Whoa.
I mean, that's what it is, right?
No, dude. There's got
to
be like
a girl attracted to a guy's money.
Yeah, she's a gold digger. But when you're a guy, what's the term for it? There's got to be something like nice and technical.
Nice and technical?
Yeah, psychology.
Gold miner?
Oh, see, I like that.
Because he's not digging for it. He's just mining it.
I like that.
Okay. I don't really get it, but so, yeah, I guess that's true. Okay, here we go. Number 4. You can't put up with bad grammar. I didn't get that. Like, what's that have to do? I mean, I can't put up with bad grammar anyways. I ain't got no time.
I don't like that shit.
Bad grammar?
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm a Nazi for that shit, too.
So, if, like, so say, okay, let me ask you this question. You're dating a chick. You go on a first date. You're kind of feeling her. You're getting through the date. And then all of a sudden, like, they just start pulling out fucking grammar mistakes. Like, does that turn you off to the point you're not going to try to smash at the end of the day?
Because that's the whole thing about being a sapiosexual is, like, we judge people a lot on how they talk. And we're from the North.
Right.
Like, so if I hear, like, people in the South speaking with a very strong Southern drawl, we have this, like, switch that clicks over. We're like, oh, it's a shame that person's a retard.
Wow. Holy shit. You just based their fucking accent on
that's
their
how
mental?
People up North feel. I'm trying to get over.
Oh, you're putting it in a box. Like, you're putting
Northerners
in a box.
That's how we think up North, honestly. If you have a Southern drawl from Ohio, fuck, you're stupid.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't realize you were a racist.
Whatever. I didn't realize that all people with drawls had cerebral palsy. So it's
holy shit. The hot takes on the next to last fucking episode of season 2.
Yeah, well, new year, new me.
All right, I guess so.
So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, definitely. You got to be able to speak. Just please don't sound like.
Let me ask you this. So, go as well as, like, if you speak, like, very slang based?
Yeah.
Like, so if you're like, if you don't speak in proper English, but you speak, like, fucking.
Yeah, I guess so. Does that make me a dick? I kind of feel like that makes me a dick because, like, I speak in slang occasionally, but if I choose to,
you're like a word nerd, though, dude. You like use a lot of words.
I love them, dude.
I love words. Yeah, well, that's why we have you give a word every episode,
dude. I use words every day.
Do you? I never would have imagined.
I'm a wordaholic.
Okay, number five. This is where I think they start fucking reaching.
All right, let's hear it.
You are much more likely to find a diamond in the rough.
What the
that's
fuck
more of a,
does that
that's mean? More of a statement than a, like, a sign your, like,
what does that mean?
Like, it's like saying that you can find someone that, like, I don't know. It's like, I guess saying you can find someone who everyone thinks is ugly, but you find them attractive. I don't get it. Like, because, like, it's not a sign you're a sapiosexual. It's saying that you are much more, it's a statement. It's like a generalization.
See, now when I hear that, I think that obviously the diamonds are in less abundance than the rough. So essentially, that sounds like they're saying that everybody else is the rough or everybody else is stupid. And you're just more likely to find that one slightly intelligent person in the rough.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I don't, from the points in this article, I would say I probably wouldn't find that person attractive, especially if it was a dude, because I don't swing that way. But.
I should hope not.
All right. Yeah, I didn't get that one. At number six, you are turned on by knowledge in any form.
Yeah, that's kind of me, I guess.
Is it? All right.
A little
all right.
Bit.
All right. So that's all. Those are the signs that you're sapiosexual. Now we're going to play a game. A quick little game. Well, it's not a quick. I don't need you to guess, but I'm going to tell you all the different sexual identifiers, and you can tell me if you know what they mean or not. I don't need you to guess what they are. Just you can tell me if you think they know. I have, like, I don't know, a few of them here.
Sexual identifiers.
Yeah, like the first few, I'm sure you know what they are. Then we'll get deeper into, like, sapiosexual is a sexual identifier.
How many were there on the list?
Like 13 or something.
Oh wow.
Yeah, right, dude. I was like, I don't even know what half this shit is. But I'm gonna ask if you know. I'm not gonna make you guess, so, like, we don't offend people out there for I mean, after you called everybody from the South that they have cerebral palsy. So hopefully they don't listen.
You know, you've heard them fucking Texans before.
I mean, we live in Texas, so yeah. All right. First one, heterosexual.
That means that you like the opposite sex.
Right. Homosexual.
That means that you enjoy fraternizing with the same sex.
Right. Okay. Bisexual.
That means either or.
Right. Yes, yes.
Both sides.
All right. Here's where they start to get into ones that are different. Pansexual.
That means all of them.
Yes, you're attracted to anyone without any bias for gender or sexual orientation. Yeah. Being, it's an extension of being bisexual, but you're attracted to people with no gender identity as well. People who don't say they're male.
Like asexuals.
The next one is asexual.
Yeah, them.
People who are not sexually attracted to any gender. Yeah. No, but there's people out there who don't say they're male or female.
Oh, you mean like androgynous types?
I guess, yeah. I'm just reading what was there. Yeah. All right. Demisexual.
Demisexual.
Demi. D-E-M-I.
They're sexual. Attracted to ghosts?
They're only attracted to Demi Moore. That's it.
No.
It says, a person who forms a romantic relationship or is attracted to someone only after they have formed an emotional bond with them.
Oh, so all women ever.
Is that how it works? They are first emotionally attached to someone before being attracted to them. So, like, wait. So, how do you become emotionally attached to someone without being attracted to them?
I don't know, man. You know, people form emotional bonds on different plateaus.
And then as soon as you hit that level, then it's like, oh, boy, I want to smash now?
Yeah, man. You could, like, help them with a problem. Like, oh, thanks a lot. I really appreciate you helping me. And then
They're like, wow.
And you're, like, carving effigies into your wall and, like, building little paper dolls.
You're cutting yourself and writing I love fucking whoever on your wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. I guess so. Then the next one's sapiosexual, which we've already touched on, where you sexually aroused by someone's intelligence. Polysexual.
Poly just means a lot, right? So that means you like multiple partners. Is that what that is?
I don't know. Let me read it.
You don't know?
I got the list right here.
I thought you did your homework.
No, dude. I don't homework. I do homework. These are people who are more than bisexual, but less than pansexual. They are somewhere in between, as they can be attracted to a lot of genders, but not all.
What the fuck?
A polysexual person is attracted to many genders that include transgenders, genderqueer people, third gender people, intersex people, and more, but they aren't gender blind like a pansexual person.
Yo, I have no idea what the fuck you said.
I don't know either, dude.
You lost me when you said genderqueer. I just don't really know what that means.
I didn't look that one up. It's not on the list.
I'm tempted.
I think we're, like, ignorant to, like, all these different identifiers.
I mean, dude, it is whatever.
All right, here we go. Look, the rest of these keep getting...
Let's go,
keep getting down there,
Go.
Gray sexual. They only like mixed people, black and white.
Oh, they only like silver foxes.
They only like ladies over 60.
Grandma. Yeah. Did you ever look at that shit? Me either.
It didn't even let me answer. You're like, nope. All right. Gray sexual. This is for those people who are not always sexually attracted. They have a low sex drive and they seldom get aroused. So they have like no libido.
Ew.
So I guess it would go because, like, as you get older, supposedly you don't have a libido, so it, like, links you to being a silver fox.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know.
Sometimes sexual assault can do that to people.
Yeah. Yeah.
They go, like, one end of the spectrum.
Yeah, or some
other.
People, like, I mean, if you're asexual and you're only attracted to yourself. You look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, hey, I'm looking pretty good today.
Asexual.
Androgyn sexual.
Fuck that all up.
No, androgyn sexual.
Well, that's androgynous people. Those are people where you can't tell if they're male or female.
Yes. It says these people who are attracted to both male and female genders, provided these people possess both feminine and masculine features, i.e. they are androgynous. The attraction mostly depends on the appearance of the person, as they need to look both male and female for them to appear attractive to an androgyn sexual person.
Yeah. Yeah.
This shit's getting complicated, bro. I just like chicks.
I mean,
come on, man. I like intelligence.
I don't know, man.
Boobs.
Have you ever looked at an androgynous person? When's the last time you checked out an androgyno?
I don't see color.
What?
I don't see, like, what is a person who looks like a man and a woman? I don't understand
They're
what that
androgynous.
Is.
They're androgynous. They have characteristics of both.
So they have, a beard and tits? Like, is that what you're talking about?
Oh, we're going to work. We're going to look some Buck Angel up after this. If you don't know who Buck Angel is, Google that right now. Alexa, I want to see some Buck Angel.
Yeah. Yeah, Buck Angel.
Yeah, boy.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, you've made me look up Buck Angel before. Yeah, for anyone out there who hasn't, if you want your mind to be blown literally, Buck Angel, go for it.
Look it up.
All right. Androsexual.
We just did that one.
No, this is different.
This is a different one?
That was androgyn sexual. This is androsexual. Different.
Only attracted to guys named Andrew.
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 This, on the other hand, are people who are attracted to males who are really masculine.
Okay.
Sometimes the attraction is also for females if they have manly features. So, if, like, chicks with beards. Like,
no, they're talking about, like, chicks with, like, muscles, like them bodybuilders. Like, you've seen those
like,
videos.
Venus de Milo. Like, fucking, that's fucking Jim Carrey on In Living Color, where he used to dress up like a female bodybuilder.
It's like a 1990s joke.
I know. It's all I always pull out, bro. That's all
but
I know.
But you've seen, like, the fucking super fit bodybuilders.
Where they don't even have a boob because, like, they're so fucking, like, cut. Like, that's kind of weird, dude. Like, I mean, like...
There we go, Shane. You said you weren't going to shame the people.
No, I'm just saying, like, the bodybuilding females, like, I get some people think that's hot. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't think anyone is attractive that's so muscular that, like, they don't look like a normal person.
I'd probably still beat, but it's not going to be my first my first choice.
Okay. Fucking Buck Angel then, I guess. Gynosexual.
So that's the same thing, but for women.
Right, yeah. Gynosexual is a person attracted to females who are extremely feminine, and at times the attraction can be towards people who are male with feminine features.
No, so every woman ever?
No.
Yeah.
Not every woman is extremely feminine. If you have, like, a short haircut and you're wearing a fucking lumberjack shirt and you have, like, a beard.
No, I'm saying
that. Going back to chicks and beards.
I'm saying that women are attracted to other women.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when they're super feminine.
I think so.
That.
I mean, it's hot, right?
They ain't willing to get down. They ain't gonna fucking go in there with two hands and start fucking digging for grubbers like fucking moles. Like, I'm in the trenches. Everybody wants to be a fucking hero.
They're gonna go digging for grubs. I guess that's one way to put it.
I'll get in that some
bitch. You're gonna put it eloquently, fucking digging for grubs. Huh? Oh my god. Whoo, all right. Pomosexual.
I've ran out of jokes.
These last ones, Pomosexual.
Yeah.
It's for those who do not identify themselves with any of the conventional labels of sexuality there are. They do not want their sexual orientation to be identified by any label given by the society and therefore are pomosexual.
So would it be wrong if we called them pomos? I'm just wondering. I want to know if I'm going to offend
people
anybody.
People call homosexuals homos,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but they're offended by
it. Why don't we call heterosexual people heteros?
They do.
Do they?
Gay people do, yeah.
Do they? They call us heteros?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know that. Is that how they shame us?
Dude, you are sheltered.
No, I'm not sheltered. I'm just not. I don't have biases, man.
Leave the house. Yeah, but how many gay friends do you have?
I know I have a couple gay friends.
When's the last time you hung out with a gay person?
My old boss was gay. I had to hang out with him every day at work.
All right.
Every week
I let it slide.
I go play volleyball. Gay dudes hanging out playing volleyball.
I was wrong. You're fucking cultured.
Exactly. I am cultured.
You proved me wrong.
Here we go. Scoliosexual.
How are you going to be attracted to somebody's back?
You're only attracted to people with back problems.
Is that real?
No. It's a person who calls themselves a scoliosexual is someone who is attracted to non-binary identified people or those who do not call themselves a cisgender. A cisgender is someone who is not a transgender, which is basically most of the population.
I don't even get what any... cisgenders. Yeah, we're cisgender.
They're attracted to people who do not call them... cisgender. So they're basically attracted to transgenders.
No, they're attracted to everybody that's not straight. Cisgendered is just straight.
No, a cisgender is someone who is not transgender.
Yes, you are a cisgender. I am a cisgender.
Right, but they're not attracted to them.
Okay, so I'm just saying.
They're attracted to transgenders.
Cisgenders are just people who are just like, I'm a dude and I act like a dude.
But scoliosexual is attracted to transgender.
Dude, this is the most confusing shit.
I know, right?
I don't know.
Whatever happened to gay, straight, and bi? That was like it. And now there's a lot of different.
Now you sound like a grandpa.
Back in my day, there was only three ways to get down.
And we didn't care for the other three, too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. So don't sound like a grandpa. Whatever all you want to identify as, fucking do that.
Yeah,
shit.
Hey, I don't care if you want to say you love helicopters.
But if you come up to me and tell me you're goddamn homosexual, you son of a bitch.
I'm calling you a pomo.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't even fucking care.
Autosexual.
Oh, God, there's more. Okay.
This is the last one.
Okay.
Autosexual.
Cars.
You only fuck tailpipes.
Little Vaseline.
Or gear shifts.
Little Vaseline in that some bitch. Maybe.
Oh, it's like a Fifi, but for the outside world.
Basically.
This one certainly takes the cake, it says. This is what's written. It is someone who is not sexually satisfied by any particular gender per se, because an autosexual person is sexually attracted to oneself. Yeah, that's right. They find themselves so sexually attractive that no one else can satisfy them completely. So you're such a narcissist that you can only get off to yourself. Wow. I wonder if that's real.
I'm sure there's one guy.
Like, is anyone like that fucking like, I mean.
There's one guy.
He just stands in the mirror and jerks it all day to himself over and over again.
Send some self nudes.
He, like, has two phones, and he'll be, like, in the bathroom taking pictures of his dick. Then he'll go out in the living room, and he'll be like, oh, I have a text message. And he picks it up. He's like, ooh, that one's hot. He replies back, you dirty dog. And
Why'd you
like
give
goes,
him that voice, dude?
What?
Why'd you give him that voice? Why does he have that voice?
That's what popped in my head. I guess that's what.
All right, grandpa.
Whatever, dude. Don't grandpa me, you son of a bitch. All right. After all of that, I need a quick break, TNT, and then we'll be right back to get into more crazy shit on the Crazy Town Podcast.
Where am I?
And welcome back to the Crazy Town Podcast with Jonas and TNT Dynamite. TNT, aren't you glad that you know all the different sexual identifiers that there are now? Yeah.
No is a subjective word.
Yeah. And you know what the sad part is? Is I think that list was a couple years old, so there's probably like 10 times as many now. Yeah. I'm a helicopter sexual. I only identify with guys who can helicopter their dick. That's it. I don't know.
That's a talent, though, honestly.
Yeah. Yes. If you can get the motion to fucking helicopter. All right. On to some advancements in technology. That's where we're going. We're going from sexuality to technology. What? All right.
What do you got for us, big guy? All right.
MIT. Uh-huh. We've talked about them before. That was actually, they were behind the people that want to upload your brain. That was from the last episode.
Yeah.
They created a computer interface that can transcribe words that the user verbalizes internally but doesn't speak out loud.
Get the show, what?
Yeah, dude.
So you can just think words now?
Yes, essentially.
That's awesome.
So it's a wearable device. It goes along your jawline and around the back of your ear. Think almost like a Bluetooth headset, with the first ones that came out, which it went on your ear and then it had like the stick that jutted out. Yeah. But it's more form-fitting to your jawline and goes up around the back of your ear.
Sure.
And it says it picks up neuromuscular signals in the jaw and face that happen when you say words in your head. The signals are then sent to a machine, and it deciphers what was said. It says they are bone conduction headphones, and they transmit vibration through the bones of the face and the inner ear.
Dude, how is that possible?
I don't know. I don't know, but I get into more of it. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, I distinctly remember as a child, like, I used to back talk the shit out of my mother and get, like, smacked. And I remember, because I would just be a fucking smartass. I would just say anything I wanted to say, I would just fucking say it. And like, and you learn your lesson real quick when you get hit. You know what I mean? Like, not in like an abusive way. I get, well, maybe.
All right, yeah, okay.
Mother, I love you. If you're listening to this podcast. But I remember one time I said something and she looked at me and she fucking said, think it, don't say it. And then like, I was like, It a light switch in my fucking head was like, click. And then every time after that, I was pissed off. Oh, man. If she could have heard the shit I was saying in my head to her. But now if I was wearing one of these devices, she would have had, would have printed out a little fucking computer screen.
Does it say it for you, this device? Or does it
I think it transcribes it. Like,
that's
so you could write a book from your head without even talking.
That's so great.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's going to be sweet when they come out. So anyways, it says it doesn't impede normal conversation while you're wearing the device. It's part of a silent computing system that lets people pose and answer difficult computing problems. It says one experiment, the subject silently told the system what moves the opponent was making in a chess game. Then the system responded with what moves to make according to what you told them silently it was doing. So you could be like king A or queen A2 to whatever. I'm not sure how the chess lingo goes. And then it would take that and it would print out like a – it would compute and give you a move.
Huh.
And it said the point of all this is to come up with a device that's less obtrusive to your life than a cell phone. So basically, like, they say, you know, now whenever we want to look something up, we want to do something, we pull the phone out of our pocket, we hold it, we fuck with it, whatever. So they want you to be like – they want you to be able to be – just think, hey, Google, I wonder what the fucking third largest mountain in Nevada is in the United States. And then, like, it'll do – you can just think it. And your computer will do it and send it back to you.
And in 80 years, 100 years, that shit's going to be in everybody's fucking – on everybody's face.
Oh, absolutely. And it's going to go straight to the FBI.
It's going to go straight to fucking Mark Zuckerberg's desk.
Yeah, straight to fucking Trump's fucking phone.
Right into his inbox.
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly.
No, that's pretty cool, though, honestly.
Yeah, it is.
I don't really know what it would be used for.
Well, you know, I got.
I think like people who are catatonic.
Oh, right. Like people who, yeah. Like imagine if you're like in a coma.
Yeah.
They could put that shit on your fucking face and like they'd be like, is your brain dead or is it not dead? Like they could know.
They might be freaked out about some of the shit that fucking catatonic people are thinking.
Well, right. Well, because like they say a lot of times catatonic people, their brain is fully functional. They just cannot do anything. So they're basically like a prisoner in their head. And they can't do anything at all. Could you imagine how that would fucking, like, oh my God.
Yeah,
like,
dude, I wouldn't even want to do it, dude. Let Netflix do a special about that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, right?
Fucking.
All right.
I'm not touching it.
It says that they had another test where 10 subjects spent 15 minutes customizing the program to set up their own personal neurophysiology with the machine. So basically, like, if you would sit down and program it to you so it could help read you or whatever.
Okay.
And then it said they spent 90 minutes using the device with a 92% successful transcription rate.
Mm.
Holy shit, dude. Like, that's insane. And this is like a prototype, basically.
That's not bad.
No. But basically, here's where they think it could come in very, very handy. Groundbreaking for industries with high noise levels, aircraft carriers, factories. So you don't have to try to yell to somebody. You can transmit what you want to say to them without even speaking it. Or you could, like, the military, police officers, firefighters. Like, if you're in a military, you're in a fucking stealth operation. You don't want to talk, but you can communicate silently with your whole team. I see you giggling. What do you got? It's going to be good.
It's so funny, dude. We're going to become a hive mind. We're basically the Borg. That's fucking so awesome. I'm so happy about this.
Yeah, and then it said the other thing that's cool is even people who lose their ability to speak, though that can use their mind, can still communicate with people.
We're going to be a hive mind, dude. That's the future. This is what we're talking about. Dude,
and I'm going to piggyback off. Do you remember AlphaGo and AlphaGo Zero?
Yeah, sure. What about them?
You remember us talking about them learning how to play chess and learning how to play?
Yeah.
Guess what? There's been even more advancements. AI is taking the fucking world over, man. I told you this. Yeah. Like, we talk about it numerous times. So, we talked previously about AI beating chess champions and world champions of the game Go by teaching themselves how to play the game.
Yeah.
AI has now taken the next step. They're beating human teams in esports.
No.
So.
Yeah, we talked about the fucking Dota guy.
Yeah, but we talked about this off camera. We didn't talk about this on the podcast.
I thought we did on the episode.
It was Dota 2, Defense of the Ancients. It says they aren't – the people that they're beating right now aren't champions, but they're like a certain skill level in the game. Like, you know, like you get a ranking, like a competitive rank. They're at least a certain skill ranking right now. It says that it's the first time that five independent AI entities have worked together to beat a human team. So, like, it isn't even like they're programming them what to do. It's like the team is learning on its own how to play the game and defeat human players.
Yeah.
It says they're called the OpenAI 5, and they play 180 years worth of games every day.
And they're going to play those games with human lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the next game.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be like that movie Surviving the Game with Ice-T, but it's going to be like six AI robots and a homeless man in the woods. They're going to like fucking...
Why a homeless man?
Because that's what it was in Surviving the Game. He was homeless.
Oh. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. What did you think
of? The robots had like fucking taken a homeless person and used them for their bidding. Like he was their pet. He's my pet homeless.
We're all gonna be the fucking robot's pet.
Damn right, man.
Not in our lifetime, but
in fact, I'm starting up the church to worship our robot overlords.
Yeah, so that way we're groundbreaking.
Yeah, time is gonna come. They're gonna remember our sacrifices.
Yeah, right. They're gonna be like, oh, the guys at the crazy town, they've been worshiping us since 2018. Let's fucking let them. We'll be dead.
They'll bring us back, dude. The robots will bring us back.
Oh, they'll upload our mind into a computer, into a robot.
We're subservient,
and
dude.
We'll be able to fucking like do things.
We have their favor.
We do have their favor.
Let's worship my Alexa every night.
Get down and pray to Alexa. She's like, thank you, TNT. I'll report this to the mothership. Or Zuckerberg.
Everybody's got a goddamn mothership.
Everybody's got a mothership. All right. It says they hope to beat the Dota to beat champions at the Dota International Tournament this coming August. So they said this was and they said they will actually play a human team live on Twitch on July 28th. So if you want to watch them play live on Twitch against the human team, that's relatively new. Yeah, it'll be like in a couple weeks. Yeah, it'll be. I think this episode comes out. It'll be about a week after this episode comes out.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. So I may actually check it out. I just kind of want to see if they beat him again.
Yeah, Dota's a complicated game too. RTS. Mm.
Right. TNT, it's time for some motherfucking quick hits.
Okay, let's give it to them.
You ready? Quick hit number one, Hulk Hogan's $200 million mistake.
Was it when he thought Mam Margera was dead?
I don't think so.
No, it wasn't that one.
No. It was him saying racist shit and getting kicked out of the WWF because he fucking got suspended forever. No, this was... So Hulk Hogan, his agent, calls him in the 90s, late 90s, and tells him he wants to capitalize on his celebrity to gain an endorsement for a product. So they gave him three options. He said the agent gave him three options: a blender, a grill, or a meatball maker. There were three different things that he could endorse.
What did he choose?
He passed on the grill and chose the meatball maker.
That's what I was thinking he would think. Dude, I'm me and the huckster.
Yeah, you guys are fucking right there. So he told the agent to give the grill to another client. Can you guess who the client was?
George Foreman.
It was motherfucking George Foreman. Hulk Hogan passed on the motherfucking Foreman grill and cost himself so much money.
Ooh.
Could you imagine if like Hulk Hogan had a line of clothes at Walmart now instead of George Foreman?
George Foreman has a line of clothes at Walmart.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. He has like I can't remember what the name of it is, but like he's George, like that grill.
Yeah.
He went from like just like some boxer dude to like a household name.
Wow.
Everybody
a legendary boxer dude.
Yeah, boxer dude to household name.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan was already a household name, but
it's crazy with the amount of fights that he did. You think he would have had that money anyway.
Who, George Foreman?
Yeah, man, George Foreman won a bunch of fights. Look at how much money fucking what's his name? The current boxing champ just beat up
Mayweather?
Yeah. Look at how much money guy's getting for a fight.
Dude. George Foreman did not get six figures in any fight ever. So, I mean, or nine figures or whatever, $100 million. Exactly. He didn't get nine figures, dude. I don't even think he probably got one. We should Google that. We should Google out the fight purses for all of George Foreman's wins. I bet you it doesn't even make $1 million.
Wow, that's crazy. Right. Because he fought until he was an old ass man.
Well, yeah, he maybe made $1 million, but fucking Mayweather's made like $1 billion, like off boxing.
Yeah. Lots.
That's crazy, dude.
One night.
Well, you know what? Hulk Hogan, he hooked him up. Hulk Hogan was like, here, Foreman. Take the grill. I know it's going to be. No, what they what the article said too was that fucking Hulk Hogan even tried to put out a grill later. Like,
nope,
dude. I never once saw the Hulk Hogan meatball maker. I have to say, if I would have saw it out there, may have picked it up. But why do you need a machine? No, I'm joking.
To make meatballs?
Yes. Like, yeah, I'm totally joking. But why do you need a machine to make meatballs?
Why do you need a machine? I don't know.
You just take like ground meat and rub it in a circle in your hand.
Exactly.
Like,
I'm not that big.
I mean, I understand why you need a grill to cook fucking food, but like to make the meatball? Like, what the fuck? Is it like a waffle maker, but it makes you just put like a pound of burger in it and close it and it sections it off into meatballs?
Oh,
and
maybe. That's actually kind of cool.
We should Google it.
I should get one.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan meatball maker.
Yeah. Anyways, if anybody has the Hulk Hogan meatball maker out there, send a picture of the Crazy Town Podcast at the Crazy Town Pod or email us, crazytownpodcast@gmail.com.
You and the commercials. Hey, what's man. The next quick hit? Let's go.
Wow.
Give it to them.
Okay.
Hit them.
So there's a law in Alabama,
uh-huh.
More of a loophole. It's an old pre-World War II law. What this law says is that it allows a sheriff to keep any excess, and I'm going to quote this, inmate feeding funds for themselves.
Inmate feeding
funds. So any money they save off the food budget from the prison, they can keep for themselves. I mean, that just sounds like a fucking terrible fucking.
Yeah.
So, Etowah County Sheriff Todd Entrekin.
Okay.
Entrekin.
That sounds like a real name.
Right. He received $750,000 compensation from a source he called Food Provisions during a 3-year period.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah, right. He did not deny it was funds, in quotes, allocated by federal, state, and municipal governments to feed inmates in the Etowah County Jail. So everyone's already pissed this dude got $750,000, right?
Yeah, they didn't get a cut.
Well, right. Well, guess what this motherfucker did?
He was feeding them shit.
He bought a $740,000 beach house. So fucking, he didn't feed the fucking inmates. And then he went and bought a fucking beach house. Like, and he never said that's where the money came from, but he got $750,000 and he spent $740,000 on a fucking house.
How would you do that?
Because of this, after I wrote this episode, they're now looking to change this law. This dude did not get reelected to be sheriff, obviously.
No, obviously.
And they said at one point the inmates were eating corn dogs 3 meals a day. They were feeding them corn dogs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner because him and the sheriffs found a deal on some corn dogs.
Wow.
So basically they were like feeding these fucking prisoners like cattle. For just so he could buy a fucking beat, but it was legal. Like, there's nothing they can
do. And it's, you know, honestly, like, it's innocently enough if it were like 1960, it'd be like, oh, yeah, I saved $20, you know, we'll throw a party at the policeman's ball or some shit.
Right.
Get a pack of donuts.
We'll
for
use
the
it
guys.
To cater the, well, yeah, we'll cater the party. Yeah. Or whatever, right. Now he's like just pocketing the shit to keep as much money, or being shady as fuck to keep as much money as possible to buy a fucking beach house. But you know what he did? He made a shitload of money as sheriff and got a free beach house.
That's true.
And but he worked within the laws, man.
Yeah, what is he doing now?
Probably living in his beach house.
You got to pay property taxes on that, big guy.
He probably made so much money as sheriff. You know how much money a sheriff makes, dude? The sheriff, not deputy. He's like the Roscoe P. Coltrane.
So he's like the guy in his own private office.
Yeah, he's hanging out, and all the deputies go out and deputy for him.
He just gets mad at people and yells at them.
Yeah, he's like, God damn it.
When he takes away people's badges.
Yeah, he's like, give me your guns. You're suspended. Yeah, so that's him.
I've seen that guy.
Quick hit number 3.
Let's go.
So this is a little old story. It's an April Fool's joke. So it's a couple months old.
Okay. This has happened this April.
This happened this past April.
Okay.
You know how, like, websites and companies always do fucking trolly-ass shit to try to, like, be clever for April Fool's Day or whatever.
Is it the pornography one?
Yeah, Pornhub. Have you heard about this? So yeah. Pornhub, anytime you clicked on a video on April Fool's Day, it popped up a pop-up message, like a pop-up window. And what it said was, in quotes, "Thanks for sharing. Pornhub now has auto sharing on all social media accounts." And there was two buttons. One said, thanks Pornhub. And the other one said, "What the fuck? WTF, reverse this now." So like it auto opted you in to share all of it on your social media.
That's pretty cool.
And then when you clicked either button, it came up and said April Fools or whatever. Yeah. Like that's what you get for linking your motherfucking Facebook to everything. Zuckerberg, this is before the Zuckerberg scandal, dude. He knows what kind of porno you like.
I think if the world just came out about what kind of porn they like, it'd be a better place.
Yeah, why not?
I think everybody should just wear an image of the type of porn they're interested they in like on their shirt.
They like go to school and they just have like a big picture of a fucking giant like thing.
What? Giant thing? What is that? I was going to say like a guy in like a furry costume. Like licking its big furry phallus or some shit. Dude, and the people are into that. Never yiffed, but I know guys who have.
People are into that, I guess.
So if you had that on your shirt, I'd be like, okay, I see you and I accept you, for who you are.
You would just start shaming them. Like, dude, imagine the guy who walks, like you work at Subway, right? And you're hanging out, you're making subs, and the guy walks in with like it's just a picture of like,
fucking Muppets.
Somebody's genitals with like someone's like arm up to their elbow in it, and like that was on the front of it. That's what he's in. and they had to walk around with, and then you're trying to make him a roast beef sub.
He would not be the only guy in that office.
Would he not be?
I'm just saying, like, dude, there's only so much.
So does it have to be any kink or like the number one kink?
Your number one kink. This is on your fucking shirt.
So it, like, there's no even like being like, oh, I got my my threesome shirt is in the laundry today. I had to wear my my furry shirt.
Yeah, like, dude. What's yours? Just go ahead, spit it out. Let the people know. You go first.
No. I'm good. Thank you. I don't even know what I had to think about if I'm gonna make a shirt.
You're anonymous, dude. You can tell
this
them.
This one time, dude. This is totally unrelated. There used to be like back in the day, there used to be this chat program called the. God, what the fuck was it called now? I don't even fucking remember.
ICQ?
No, dude, I loved ICQ. I still remember my number.
I do not know what that is.
267-4845. You still got ICQ? Hits?
I don't even know what ICQ is.
It was a chat program. Yeah. No, it was called, fucking God, I can't remember what it was. But you had like little avatars, like little like, and everybody like had like Jonathan Davis dreads and wore a corn shirt.
Yeah, I remember yeah, this. Right?
It was called, I can't remember what it was called anymore.
I know what you're talking about.
But though. And everyone, it would like have little thought bubbles and be like, "Hey," and you would like move around and like it was so stupid. It was like late '90s. So, but here's where they made a mistake. It was the avatars were 9 blocks, so it was 9 blocks. But you could use a real avatar or you could put a picture. Mm-hmm. So my one buddy, we'll call him Lombardo to keep him anonymous. He may be on the podcast one day. He decides to get on my account, and what he did was he took a pornographic image of a lesbian's tongue in a vagina, and he just screenshotted that, and he put that as the avatar. So it was just like a vagina and like a tongue like next to it. He wasn't even logged in for like 3 seconds. He got me permabanned. Permanently banned from the motherfucking chat thing. Yeah. They didn't even play. Like, I couldn't. I tried for like a year to get back in. They completely banned me from that.
Mods were vicious in the 90s.
Yeah,
man.
Dude. Who's a fucking prude? Like, come on.
Mods were vicious.
They're fucking. I have a story that TNT Dynamite sent me for this quick hit.
Oh, yeah? What did I send you?
A giant penis drawing.
Oh, damn.
Has
it.
Appeared on. Go figure.
Of all the stories I sent you.
A giant penis drawing has appeared on a dry lake bed in Victoria, Australia.
Yep.
So, and it says, those who think the dick and ball shape is the work of a crafty photoshopper can easily check out the real deal on Google Maps, where it's currently tagged as Aussie Wiener. So it's like.
Fucking Australians are so weird.
And the fucked up part is this isn't the first time that they found a like dick-type image, like in the air in Australia. In 1998, a helicopter pilot spotted an enormous figure etched into a desert plateau in southern Australia. It depicted a naked indigenous man holding a throwing stick, dick and balls, full fucking out for the world.
That's fucking some artistic integrity.
Like, if, yeah, it's like, how the fuck do you make it that big and know it and be able to make it that big?
But the one that you're talking about right now, that one can be seen from space, right?
It's so big. You can see it.
Isn't that what it says?
Yeah, yeah, in the article, I think it did. Yeah, you like the space station, you can see
That's pretty fucking big, dude.
Like, how would you even know it was still shaped like a dick?
I don't know. How'd they do it?
Oh, I don't. It didn't say. You sent me the article. Did you not read it?
No.
Oh, you're like reading.
No.
I just saw the headline and sent you the article.
Actually, I just heard it on a video and I was like, hey, I think we should talk about this because it's funny.
Oh.
But you can see it from space.
All right. I got a couple more quick hits. We got to wrap it up soon. You know what Tinder is?
Yes, Jonas, I know what Tinder is.
Wow. So I read there's a new dating app coming out from the people who created Tinder. It's called Crown.
Ooh.
No, it's not
Crown. I'm already interested, actually.
Okay. Basically, it's kind of fucked up, dude. It's like
fucked up.
Well, I mean, like, Tinder's already kind of like a very like superficial app because it's all based on like the pictures. So here's how this works. Every day, You set up an account. Every day at noon, you're sent 16 matches. But basically what it does is it pops them. It's like a tournament. It pops up. Listen.
Yeah, come on.
It pops up two at a time.
Okay.
And you pick between the two pictures. And then it keeps going until you get down to the final four. At that point, the final four left over – or it sends them a notification that you've hit somebody's final four. And then you have the opportunity to message them or decline their match.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, like that's.
Yeah, it's superficial, but fuck it.
Well, don't you think it's going to be, like, the same, like, handful of people? Everyone's just going to keep picking, like, the fucking hot dude? Like, and like, it's going to be, like, this, like, there's going to be, like, eight guys who have, like, 10,000 matches.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some fucking girls out there that have, like, 10,000 matches.
Yeah. I could, you know what? On like, regular I, you Tinder. Know what it would be an interesting experiment to, like set up an account with, like, someone, like, let's say, like, a mod, like, a legit model. And, like, take normal pictures of her so it doesn't look like it's, like, fake. Like, just not, like, professional. Like, just sitting on the couch, whatever. You know, normal pictures.
Word.
And like, have her set up an account and let her account sit dormant for, like, say a month. So plenty of time for people to go through and match. But she never matches anyone.
Okay.
And you do the same thing. You set up an account and you just let it sit for a month. And then you get together and then you go through and like every single person. And I bet you almost every one of her fucking things that she likes would be a match.
Oh, yeah. Wow, man, that's a great thesis. We should do that experiment. Hey, of course, you put a hot bitch on Tinder, she's going to get likes. We've come to the conclusion.
When you put it so simply, yeah, it sounds like bitches, a terrible fucking idea.
Hot bitches get tons of likes, man. They do.
All right.
Me, guys like me and you, you know, we get what we get.
Tis
the way of the world.
Tis the way. I don't even know what Tinder is. All right. One last quick hit. So this is more of like, I'm just going to read this story.
All right, let's go.
So there was a pitcher who pooped his pants and then had to go pitch in a game. Like a Major League Baseball player.
Okay. It's not. This is really not that uncommon.
He says, he goes, he told the story on an interview. He says, so it's a 2-2 count, and I'm like, man, I have to pee. I have to go pee. So I run to our bathroom real quick. I'm ready to go. I'm trying to pee and actually shit my pants. Like, right before I'm about to go in the game, I poop my pants. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I know I'm a pitch away from going in the game. So I'm scrambling to clean myself up. I get it cleaned up the best I can, button up my pants, and our bullpen coach, Mike Fetter, says, hey, you're in the game. So I'm jogging into the game to pitch with poop in my pants, essentially.
Oh, that's not cool.
No, he like real quick. He's like, I gotta go play. I always wondered, like, what do football players do if they gotta like take a shit? Like, they're in full fucking pads, dude. Like, they can't, like... Like, Aaron Rodgers is just like, hey, coach, got diarrhea. I gotta go to the bathroom.
You gotta take a time out, man.
You gotta go and take all the pads off and take a deuce, and then I bet you a coach wipes. I bet you they just get it down, he goes, and someone else wipes for him.
Maybe. Professional football wiper. I wonder how much they get paid a year.
It's just a trainer. It's just the guy who tapes up their sore muscles.
I thought it was going to be like one of those stories where like the guy couldn't control his bowels. Like, I've seen like tennis players like piss themselves before.
Yeah, well, I guess some play. I mean, it just depends what you're doing.
And like marathon runners sometimes.
Oh, yeah, they'll just release. But like, the thing is, if you're playing sports, a lot of times you're sweating, so you don't have any excretion that needs to come out, especially urine, because you're sweating it all out. You don't. That's all. Like, I went to a music festival, and it was really fucking hot, and I was there drinking for hours, and then I was like, I haven't had to go pee yet. I'm probably really fucking dehydrated. So then I started drinking a bunch of water. Like, it was like, I don't know what made me think of that, but I was like.
Self-preservation.
Yeah, right? Yeah. If not, I would just fucking die to heat stroke in the fucking lawn. Somebody on ecstasy would have been juggling glow sticks over my dead corpse. Wow.
I'm going to get that. Like, I'm going to get that painted on my wall, a mural of that.
My dead body with some fucking chick with like glow sticks in her hand, fucking listening to fucking Yanni.
I like that.
Yeah. All right. One more, and then we're just going to wrap it up. I saw this today. Question. If there was a way that you could be, if you could basically be dead. Hear me out.
Sounds like a seventh grade question. If you could be dead. Go ahead.
If you could die for, say, they could kill you for like 5 minutes and bring you back to life, would you want to do that to know what death was like?
No, thank you. I'm good.
No?
I'll pass. Let somebody else do it and I'll just fucking take your word for it.
Really? You wouldn't want to know what it was like?
I'm straight on living.
Even if it was 100%, like, 0% chance that they would not be able to bring you, like, it would basically be like you went to sleep but you were dead, so you would know what it was like, what happened when you died.
Nah, I like surprises.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Yeah, I think I would kind of want to do it.
I kind of figured you would. You want to jump out of planes and fucking like,
but then like, what if it like, dude, what if like you died and it was like really awesome, like you would come back and just want to kill yourself?
It might be. You let me know.
Or if you go and you die and then you come back and you're like, oh my God, it was the most awful thing ever when we died. Then you'd be like afraid of death forever.
Yeah, see, that's why I'm good.
Okay. I like your point of view. That was it. That was just a quick,
All right. That was a cool question.
Was it?
Yeah.
You out there in the crazy town.
You want to be
dead?
Would
you be dead for 5 minutes if you knew you'd come back? No chance of any sort of negative effects?
Me and Jonas will kill you.
You can murder anybody you want, TNT. I'll stand by.
It's Texas. I'll drag a foot in the door.
Yeah. They're in here robbing our place. We had to kill them. All right, though. But TNT.
Yeah.
That's all the time we have for today's episode.
Oh, that's too bad.
Next episode is the motherfucking season finale. No, season two finale.
None.
Episode 50 also. The 50th episode of the Crazy Town Podcast.
That's kind of a lot.
I know. Some people they put them out weekly and they have like hundreds.
Yeah, I'm really
surprised. Quality over quantity.
I'm really surprised that Vice hasn't offered a deal to us yet.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really surprised Rick Ross hasn't called us up and been like, hey, you want to be on my label as a podcast?
He does rap music, not podcasts?
I know, but he was gonna branch out.
We're not even a hip-hop podcast. We should be, though.
We can be.
You want to be a hip-hop podcast?
Yeah, we can do that. Let's start doing hip-hop reviews on the YouTube channel. I will do hip-hop reviews. Jonas reviews trap music.
Yeah, dude, with face cam. Do you have to? That'd be great.
What do you think so? I'd be like, all like, I think this, I don't get what all these beats are.
Oh, dude, you're no different than Anthony Fantano, and he's one of the most respected quotations.
Oh, is that the guy who gave Kids See Ghosts a 10?
Yeah,
oh, that guy?
That's why I don't trust him anymore.
I mean, I like that CD, but ooh. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. TNT, what do you got to pimp out there today? What are you pimping? You're on Twitter? You got fucking YouTube shit to talk about? What are you doing?
Yeah, man. I'm on Twitter. I don't tweet, but I'm there.
Tweet.
Dude, if people follow me, I'm going to
tweet. You have like a few.
Like 27 followers on Twitter.
You sure the fuck do.
Yeah, but I'm on Twitter.
Are you pimping your YouTube channel? Are you just going to pimp ours?
No, it's still there. It's there.
There's like six good GTA videos.
Well, watch them. They're good. They're classics.
Why don't we move them over to the fucking... It'll be like the archive.
Move
them over. It'll be the TNT archive.
Yeah, I got some unreleased ones, too.
Oh, do you? Well, you could just... We can download them off of your YouTube and then upload them to ours.
Maybe.
Yeah, it'll just be a separate playlist. TNT's fucking OGs. Triple OG, triple triples. All right. Please reach out to us and let us know what you think about the show. Tell me what you hate about the show. I need to know.
Trying to get that Rick Ross deal any way you can, huh?
Yeah, no shit, right?
All right.
Anyways, CrazyTown.com, of course, is the cornucopia of continuous information about everything to do with Crazy Town Media. At the Crazy Town Pod is our Twitter for the podcast. At Crazy Town Media is everything else. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, Crazy Town Media. We're also on Twitch.
Yeah.
Check us out. We're going to do some streams.
We are going to do some streams.
Yeah. All right. For Jonas, for TNT Dynamite, we are out.